Yo, so this was a super fun conversation with fellow content creator Austin Bernard. He's one of the main guys documenting the Starship development process, and he eventually wants to live on Mars, so we discussed that, what it was like meeting Elon, and a lot more. Also, this was recorded before the SN9 launch, as you can tell at the end, and this one was a little more philosophical and less technical startup-y than the usual podcast, but it was still super fun. Anyways, here's a quick message from our sponsor, and then we'll get right into it. Enjoy.
Austin, we are here today.
Dude, okay, we got our Starbucks.
How's it going, man?
Good. Where do we begin? All right, so my name is Austin Bernard, and we are currently in Brownsville, Texas, about 23 miles away from the SpaceX South Texas launch site, currently the gateway to Mars. I'd say we're about 5 to 6 years out from seeing the first humans land on Mars, and I believe about 20 from seeing the first true signs of a settlement, permanent settlement on another world.
So, before we get into SpaceX, you were born in Houston, but you... Oh, man. I'll turn this off, too.
It's all good. Whoo! It's for the bloopers. Here, want me to pause it?
Yeah.
On the dreams of the past, there's just fight just to keep them alive.
It's the eye of the tiger.
Well, like, basically, like...
You listen to that while you're driving out.
Yeah, I don't know, like, when I'm just chilling, so I don't know why my brain's just, like, I'm in science mode right now. But in the sense that most people, they get a taste of fame and fortune, and that they're, like, this becomes, like, comfortable, stable, and they're just, like, I'm happy with this. And they don't, most people are, like, well, okay, I'm happy here. That's why, like, you see people, like, very few, like, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, Elon, Bill Gates, the hunger never stops and they just keep going. And I feel, but the difference is, like, they still have that fame and glory because they're still here. And I guess, like, to myself, my own perception, I see it as no matter what happens, like, I could have a million followers making $1 million. One day... the day comes and it's time to go to Mars. It's just, I'm giving my family, here you go, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gone. Because, like, at the end of the day, if it wasn't for Elon and it wasn't for SpaceX, I wouldn't be who I am today, and I'd still be that Austin Bernard that really no one knew. And like, you know, because at the end of the day, it's like, just be honest, it's all about Starship.
Like, so you feel like you owe it to Elon to do that?
It's just owe it to the dream.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, because... At the end of the day, we only, like, it's like you only live once, and you only die once as well. And if I have a choice to, like, where I want my path to be, I guess my bloodline to go, I'd say Mars.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Mars can become something more beautiful than Earth could ever become. And I think that it's going to take a lot of work, a lot of faith, and just the strength to just not give up, because it's going to be a lot of death and a lot of suffering, but, like, America wasn't built in the day. The world's, like, technology, it took a long time to get from sticks and stones to nuclear weapons, and it sucks, but people had to come up and down, and from scientists to just mom and pops, we have every, like, it's like kind of like going back to Carl Sagan, every man, woman, and child, every king and destroyer, every slave and peasant. Every peasant, every slave owner, it's like everyone's just grown up on this one dot, floating in a cosmic beam, infinity. And I think that if anything were to happen, and our light was to just flicker out, everyone who's ever suffered would have suffered in vain. And because, like, right now, society... it may seem happy and all fun. It's like, it's, we get to go outside. Like, there's Teslas driving around. You get to see, like, SpaceX and stuff. You get to, like, enjoy the beauty of life. But one day, like, the herd is not always promised. And the warm summer air does not stick around forever.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to, just like our distant ancestors, our nomadic cousins, we had to one day get up and leave because the buffalo went another path and the winter snow came. The sun's gonna blow up and we're gonna have to leave Earth. That's if we get past, like, that's saying if no disease, our own greed, our own ignorance and all this other stuff doesn't take us out first. Mm-hmm. But I truly believe that
we need the backup planet.
And not just backup plan. I think that we just need something that we can all strive together as a species. And I think that if we can, because the only thing here on Earth is we can't start from scratch. Basically, like, countries have already, like, laid their territories, and, like, everyone has, like, their imaginary borders. And Mars is kind of like just scratch, like paper. Mm-hmm. So you can't, Mars is already an inhospitable planet. You can't make it worse. You can only make it better. And so
hopefully,
but still, like, it's, radiation's always bombarding it from the sky, cosmic winds, no magnetic field, no magnetic field, no ozone, nothing. It's just kind of like raining radiation. So it's Earth's like a, Earth is the literal Garden Eden. So
when you go to Mars, what year do you think that will be? Like, do you think you'll be one of the first people there, or that, after it'll be like a few thousand people? And then what do you think it will be like?
I think that honestly, it's going to, I get myself around late 2030s and probably 2040. I'm probably like around 40. I have a lot of mountains to climb in my own life. So there's a lot of goals I have to reach first, and there's a lot of hard work I have to do. And I'm far, far, far from my goal. And there's a lot of people, expectations I have to meet, and I will meet them. It's just, it takes time. But I think when people,
what kind of expectations?
You know, just multiple degrees, been able to expand. Like, at the end of the day, you're going to want to know as many, as a broad spectrum of tools. And just, I guess, like in the movie The Martian, astronaut Mark Watney had to perform self-surgery, mm-hmm. right? Because no one was there to do it for him. Mm-hmm. And I guess to be able to, like, not only be a geologist, but you can also provide medical aid. You know, be able to have like a wide spectrum of like a rate at your disposal, so you're a valuable member of the team. Mm-hmm. And I guess like those expectations, and it's not from anyone else, it's expectations for myself that I want to set, because at the end of the day, I just want to be a viable person, that some people can give me a task and they can depend on me, and I will get it done to the fullest of my ability. But going back to the question, how Mars will be like when we land there, or in general, when I get there. Because I think that when people get there, it's going to, like, instantly, no matter what, get to work. Just mm-hmm. get to work. Build the base, do the science. And I think that it's, the groundwork has, before any like, city is truly built, the groundworks for semi-permanent, I guess, Martian presence has to be established. And we have to be able to first prove that we can grow an abundance of food, be able to mitigate the low gravity, somehow deal with the high radiation. I mean, there's ways to deal with all these things. It's just that it's going to take time. And I think that, like, let's be honest. When Challenger and Columbia, and even Apollo 1, people, they get scared of the unknown. And I think that because everyone kind of has, like, their eyes on space, and space isn't, like, such a big commercial sector yet. Like, I hate to say it, God forbid, but people are going to die. Mm-hmm. And we just can't give up. And I think that a lot of people will die. But, like, no endeavor in the history of humanity has ever been accomplished without people dying. The moon landings, Apollo 1, people died. Like, mm-hmm. no matter what, like people trying to learn how to fly, people died. Like, you know, you just jumping off a cliff and go try gliding, and God, your glide breaks. I think that if it's great of a task, it's worth dying. Maybe you might not be able to taste the end of the finish line, but you can pass the baton to someone else, and they could pass the baton to someone else. And I might not be able to see the beauty of a globular cluster with my own eyes, or see the heart of the Milky Way galaxy, but I truly believe one day someone will. And just
because of what you've done.
Mm-hmm. And just that thought, it's good enough for me.
Yeah,
I see people, like, I have friends that, like, that are, I have kids right now, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that I feel like I'm a kid at heart myself, and I don't even know how to raise another person, another human being with expectations, hopes, and dreams, when I'm still trying to figure out my own. And I just feel like it just drives me insane, the thought of having one day, like, do 9 to 5, live a life, and just, like, I don't know, have the white picket fence, and just, that's it. I think that as a species, we're made for more, we're bred for more. I think that at our cores, we're meant to explore, and I think that we're just, all the pain that's going on in the country and the world is because we have stagnated too long as a species. We're a nomadic species. We're meant to just keep wandering. And the next place to wander to is Mars, and maybe one day the stars. Mm-hmm. And it's...
Do you have somewhere you want to go after Mars?
Well, it's not really like we can't go anywhere. Asteroid belt. We're going to have to get the resources from the asteroid belt. And then from there, once we're able to create an abundance, once we have a sufficient way to mine and be able to safely collect and transport the resources to Mars or maybe to the moon and mine it there, then I think we can be able to plan large-scale expeditions to the far edges of the solar system. I think that I always feel like it's like this, like I think Earth has been the tutorial and I think Mars is level one. And once we get to the astral belt, that's level two. Mm-hmm. But you just can't skip from level one to level three. I think that everything comes in packs. And I'd say that maybe by the end of our lifetimes, 2100, we might be reaching for the moons of Jupiter. But I think that really, like, in our lifetimes, I think that the true frontier of Martian settlement and asteroid mining and to be able to have the resources. I think that if all goes well, and the thing is, you can't, like we can wish as much as we want, but human history is still human history, and no matter what, things can go awry, no matter, like, mm-hmm. unforeseen problems, anything can happen. But I think that we will, I think, like, objects like diamond, gold, platinum, titanium are just going to go, like, their value is going to drop to zero, because mm-hmm. basically, like, as, like, resources, like, kind of like how we can 3D print, like kind of have, like, a little object in our hand and be like, oh, like, because, like, 10 years ago, you had to, have, like, have some actual company manufacture something and you had to buy it for, like, $10. But now, like, if you have enough plastic, you can make it yourself, make a toy for your child and for free. Not, like, for free, but, like, you know, like...
For cheaper.
Exactly.
The supply of gold will just be so much that the value isn't much. So is this your way of saying that you're a Bitcoin guy?
I guess, yeah.
HODL.
Dodge.
Yeah. Oh, you're a Dogecoin guy? I guess Elon has promoted Dogecoin, so that makes sense.
Yeah. I think that...
You gotta believe in the memes.
You have to. The memes... He who controls the meme controls the world.
Yeah.
It's the truth. Like, as much as, like... I wish that everyone... I want to go, like... If I wouldn't seem like a maniac, I'd go onto the streets and yell out, "The future's coming! The future's coming! Starship! Oh, it's here! It's here!"
Then you become a meme.
I would become a meme and then I also look crazy.
Yeah, crazy meme, not a good meme.
Yeah, so I think that we just have to just keep the dream alive and just keep pushing.
So, you know, what's your goal in between all of this? While they're going to the moon, going to Mars, you're going to be studying engineering.
School? I'm trying to get my... Basically, just a few goals. No, I don't want to speak this out publicly, so inside scoop. I want to get my pilot's license, my scuba gear license. I want to get my minors in, geology. My master's in astronautical engineering. I'm sorry, mm-hmm. I'm thinking rocks now. And my plan B, something that, like...
What do you want the podcast to know? Or what's your plan B?
That's what I'm telling you, right? I'm telling everyone, like, this.
Inside scoop. Okay, cool.
Plan B, let's be real. Not all dreams are accomplishable. So just in case, like, I don't go to Mars, my plan B is I also want to be able to have all this, like, knowledge, because I love, like, it all started from, like, Carl Sagan in space. So if I didn't get to go to space myself, I just want to be able to inspire someone else to be able to carry on that torch. Because, if I can be an astronaut, I'll be a university professor, and I want to inspire as many people as I can.
Bro, you got to believe that you will.
I know that. I believe, 100% believe that I will be on Mars one day, and I legit wake up every single day, and I envision that goal. But not every single goal. Like, life is not 100, is not all rainbows and sunshines. So, just in case it doesn't happen, I'll be a university professor teaching space. So, I think, I just want to be able to at least... be able to say that because of me, someone felt so inspired that they, like, just how I live my life a very certain way, and then I got up one day and I was just like, it's not worth it anymore, and I just turned around and I was just like, space is the way. And it's like Neil deGrasse Tyson says, like, he has this one quote and, like, I love it. It's because find your place in space. Space is vast and unexplored. There's a lot of work to do. So no matter what, We all have a purpose in space together, because not alone, it's not just one person or two people or three or four or 100. We can't explore all of it. We need all of us. Not even if every single human was an astronaut, we got all 8 billion of us to space, we'd still not be able to explore it all. There's just too much of it. Yep. That's why I love it, because we all have something to do together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we can unite under the dream of exploring and selling the stars, where we can change the world for the better.
I love that. That's awesome. So I have the final question is, is that you met Elon. Mm-hmm. So tell me, like, what was that like and what happened?
All right. So the first time I met Elon was at the 2019 annual Starship presentation. And I didn't even know I was going to meet him. I was invited and I was super excited and I was like, I'm going to get some crazy inside scoop. This is going to be totally, absolutely epic. I get to see Starship MK1 in person. This is going to be a blast. I had no idea I was going to meet Elon that day. None whatsoever. And while I was in line waiting to get my badges to come in to the venue, a few employees walked up to me and they asked me, "Are you Austin?" And I was like, "Yes, I am." And they told me, come with me. And they put me in a room and they had me in this room for between 30 minutes to an hour. And I was just by myself. And I honestly thought that SpaceX was like bad, like
not happy with you.
Yeah, like whack me from like all the times I'd be like documenting them and taking photos. And I thought like some employees would walk in there with a band and be like, "Uncle Elon doesn't like what you're doing." But it was a little.
But it turned out to be the opposite.
Exactly. It was the complete opposite. And a few other local photographers came in and they sat down. And that's why I kind of got the feeling like, something's happening. I don't know what's happening, but something's going to happen. And well, they took us up to the stairs, patted us down, and then I turned the corner and I see Elon there. And he turns around, he smiles. And I've never, ever, ever been starstruck. But I guess that was like the first moment like where like it just, it didn't seem real.
Yeah.
It felt like it was just some sort of, it felt like everything that's ever happened in my life was just all a dream, because just like this, that all just like butterfly, everything, I don't know.
It was like for that.
If love at first sight. not like love at first sight, it's just that like, you know, it felt like I haven't seen a friend in a long time and I was so happy to see him. That's how I felt like. And while everyone bought a t-shirt or a gift or something to give him, and they all one by one gave him like a t-shirt or like a love letter or like a thank you or some sort of like gift. And I didn't even know that we were going to like meet Elon.
So they knew they were going to meet Elon.
Not even meet Elon. I guess like they just kind of had a feeling. Mm. And like everyone was so confident. And for me, I have this ideology that don't overexcite yourself too much and expect don't expect too much, because I always set low expectations. Well, I set high expectations for myself, but I set low expectations for others, because you just never know if you're going to get let down. And the only person at the end of the day you can really count on is yourself. Because mm-hmm. like at the end of the day, like that's the only thing you can really like control, is like, you can't even control your environment, but you can control what you do as a person.
So when you saw Elon, like what did you say to him?
Well, getting to there, everyone gave him like a gift or a token of appreciation. And he comes around and he comes to me, and I just felt like sad because I didn't have anything to give him. And he looks at me and he goes like this, and he's like, "Austin?" But it's like his British, like Canadian accent. And man, my whole world lit up. I was like, Elon Musk just said my name.
That's so cool.
That's it. That's
He knew who you were without even having to introduce yourself.
It made me feel valued. I don't know, I just felt happy. I felt truly, truly happy. And to be honest, I don't remember a majority of our conversation. I just know that it lasted for about 17 minutes, long enough to where they kind of had to kick us out because we just wouldn't show up.
Oh, no. And so you were the last person, though.
Uh-huh. Elon, yeah. So basically, me and Elon were chatting, and they got his assistants got very upset because just me and Elon were just trying to air up a storm, and he had a presentation, had a meet with the Demon folk. He had like so much on his plate, but he took the time out of his busy day to chat with some 21-year-old nobody, some college kid who's just there to have fun. And he just felt like, I'm gonna have fun with this kid.
I mean, you'd been posting on Twitter.
And oh yeah, for about a year and a half. And, but still like, I was only like 15,000 followers on Twitter, and like at the end of the day, followers are followers, who really cares? Like, and like photos are photos. Like, what have I done besides document and share with the future? What have I done? I haven't got no engineering degree. I haven't really accomplished my mountains yet, But the fact that Elon saw some value in me, and he took like the literal, this guy, he can do whatever he wants. He could do literal whatever he wants, but he was just like, you know what? I'm gonna chat with this dude, and I'm just gonna hang out, and we're gonna geek out, talk about Spaceballs, and just.
You talked about Spaceballs. Mm-hmm. You talked about like space movies or Spaceballs.
Just and... funny, just funny things, memes, and just being able to like, just like, the human aspect of just why everything is just so important to be able to just enjoy like, as it is. He who controls the meme controls the world. Like, you know, like, if we can make Starship as if we can get everyone enthusiastic about Starship as in like the dream has made me, I think that we can make the world a better place. And I think it's possible because I had a completely different path that I wanted to go down, and I don't know, just felt like space.
Yeah.
That's it.
So you talked with him about memes and like media and how he was like, I love what you're doing on Twitter, like yeah. Sharing the future.
It's just We not like only that, but we also kind of talked about like. So he also gave me a shout out during the presentation because we talked about, because I had this idea like going back to Christopher Columbus, you land like let's say you have like a whole, not Christopher Columbus but anyone in general, you land on an island, your boat's messed up, you get trees, you fix your boat. If Starship was made of carbon fiber, you wouldn't be able to do that. At least stainless steel, bring extra sheets of stainless steel, you weld it, and you fix your problem. Mm-hmm. But or you can rip apart pieces from your ship and make a base. And I'm pretty confident that the first few starships are going to be just kind of like ripped apart for scrap.
For sure.
So he's like, I was speaking to Austin earlier. Starship.
Actually, you say like on Mars, you can like cut that up, you can weld it, you can modify it, no problem. Yeah.
He points at me.
That's a good point. Nice.
He pointed at me, bro, and no cap. Everyone in the crowd
looked at you.
They all turned around and they gave me the ugliest face.
No way.
Because they were like, who the fuck is this kid? They're just jealous. They're just like, who the fuck is this kid? And like, I was just there, and then Elon was like, and they were just like, and I was like, oh my bro, God. I don't know, bro. Like, Elon is like the coolest, nicest, just most down to earth person you can ever meet. And mm-hmm. I think that yes, he is a billionaire. Yes, he is the wealthiest person on the planet. Yes, he has all these responsibilities. But I think people ultimately forget that he is a human being. And I think that a lot of people, they put up this facade that like, okay, I've become very powerful and I've become like very politician-y, very like calm and straight-figured. I think that like, yeah, but like, okay, you put yourself, it's like we're going back to the whole, how we're saying like people like to go into this, everyone like, I think that we're a nomadic species, so naturally we like to be in these tribes. So like, we like to like it stems from the family system to like the part, like people are like in their own groups. People like to be hanging out with their own friends. Like very few people like to bring people into like their group, and not everyone, but like, you know, but I think that people like to throw Elon into this. Oh, he's a billionaire bad class. And they don't even want to give him the benefit of the doubt. Like, okay, maybe like some people, like, you don't have to agree with everything on Elon, but I think that as a human, he's just a good person, kind of a person. I think that he's just trying to do the best he can to make the world a better place. And you don't have to agree with him, you don't have to disagree. You can just, you know, everyone's living their own path, and I think that Elon will change the world for the better. Mm-hmm. And when I've spoken to Elon multiple occasions, and he makes it feel like I'm talking to a bigger version of myself. Mm-hmm. I don't know how he is with other people, but maybe the business world is a different, completely different person. But to Austin Bernard, in my perspective, Elon Musk makes me feel like I'm just his bro. Like he's just some normal person. He can be like my uncle. Like literally, like he talks to me like he's my uncle, and like he gives me advice, and he's just down to earth, and he's just. I think a lot of people don't ever see like the side that he cares. My father passed away of COVID-19, and Elon paid for my dad's funeral, and he paid for his services. He paid for everything, and I don't know where I would be. And there's a lot of things that people don't see, and I think that, like, it just goes down to Elon has given me my purpose in my life, and the only thing I can do is just repay that purpose.
Yeah, and he reached out to you because of that. He DM'd you, and then you were kind of going through a tough time and didn't respond, and then he DM'd you again following up and was like, hey, I'm really caring about you, I'm checking in on you. Mm-hmm. That's like serious kindness that obviously he didn't do for any media headlines or anything. Like, nope. Nobody really heard about that. But
well, I don't share with anyone because mm-hmm. there's no point. Is that at the end of the day, It's in my heart, and I know that he's a good person. That's why sometimes, if you follow me on Twitter, you'll see me. I'll get into fights over people over Elon, because at the end of the day, that's my friend. And if you talk about my friends, I will defend them to the end. If anyone talk bad about you, bro, you best believe I'm gonna get in there. And I'm gonna
get at them if they talk shit about you too,
bro. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just that we live in a world where it's so small, and like we have this such a finite lifespan, and I think that we spend too much time bickering what we should like. Spend all this energy in making the world and the worlds above our heads better. Mm-hmm. And I think that we can do it. It's going to take a long time, and it's not going to be for sure in our lifetimes, but all we can do is pass the baton to someone else, and hopefully they don't trip and they don't fall. Well, I think they will trip, but I think that inevitably we all get up and we will keep running to the finish line. Mm-hmm. Wherever that finish line is, I think the finish line, there is no finish line. I think it just keeps going and going. Maybe one day we go from Mars, the asteroid belt, leave the solar system, travel across the galaxy, maybe another galaxy, Andromeda. Maybe one day we leave our galaxy, leave this whole universe entirely, and we go into some other thing. Who freaking knows? Like, I think that we're truly entering a cusp of where technology can open the doors to us becoming something unfathomable. And I think that we can achieve greatness only together. There's a lot of spider differences. Despite we have such great intellect, but it's also like we're children, that we're such a young species that we're learning all this great information. But as we learn all this great information, we're becoming a danger to ourselves. I think that as we grow as a species, things we just can't avoid as we transition to a type 1 civilization. We're causing climate change to our planet. We're hastily speeding up the deterioration of our ozone layer. I think that we will... It's like a give or take situation. Like, humanity grows bad for Earth because we still haven't figured out how to go away from the fossil fuels and go fully renewable. And we have a lot of challenges and tribulations to face in the coming century and the next century. But if we can get through them, I think that the doors to the future will be irreversibly opened. And we can...
We have to pass the great filter, is what you're saying.
There's a lot of great filters. I think that we have two great filters. Maybe... I think the great filter is becoming a type 1 civilization. Mm-hmm. I think that it's the jump from being like an animal among the many. Because we're still... As people like to think it, like we're different from all the other animals, sure. But I think that still, we are still the animal among the many. Like we have built these great cities to surround us and keep us safe. But ultimately, we still have emotions. We still we have these great 21st century technology, but we're still running on the same hardware that was with us 200,000 years ago, and we haven't broken through. And that hardware might either. It would either be our savior because we've learned to love and have compassion, or we will become so greedy that we'll just keep running, running, running until we all run off the cliff. Either way, I wonder which one of human nature will win over the other, because I think that we are truly entering the great filter. And I think that if we get past, because let alone disease, war, famine, just weather, I think we also have technology. AI is something that I'm... Bro, we completely ran off course, bro.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the question to get you back on track.
I know, bro. What happened to you? Let Asperger's guy talk. He just goes off.
You have Asperger's?
I have Asperger's, bro.
Like, what exactly does that mean for you?
Basically, so from my understanding of how I was told... Because to me, I just feel like I'm always energetic, and my brain's always going like all the time. I have all these ideas, and like I feel like in my head when they process, it's like calm. But as soon as I speak, it's like I'm trying to fit a bunch of
too many thoughts
into like a too tight of a hole. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very hard to be able to process all my I guess like not process my information, but I guess like speak it. Mm-hmm. So
you know, you're documenting Starship down in South Texas. You know, Elon's also going to Austin. He's building gigafactories there. He has Tesla Berlin, Tesla Shanghai. Like, Do you ever want to, you know, there's also other SpaceX facilities as well. So do you ever want to travel and document more things that are building the future? Or are you mainly going to stay down in Brownsville or a combination? Or
I'm going to stay in Brownsville's home. And SpaceX is like, I personally, it's, I like the community around here. I will unlikely stick in Brownsville. I just like how like the process, SpaceX is not slowing down anytime soon. I think that there's just, everything's going to ramp up and it will hit into overdrive and it just won't look back from there on.
So you'll be busy enough down here.
Mm-hmm. And I also plan on starting a podcast. I plan on starting a YouTube channel. I'm also trying to work on my TikTok. I'm basically trying to enter every single social media domain I can.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I'm just going to have my hands full with everything, plus school. Just, I also like being able to have the quietness of Brownsville, because Brownsville's like, Brownsville will grow and it's going to become a completely different city. But right now I still have, I much rather enjoy the sanctity of my city as it grows, mm-hmm. to be able to grow and cherish it with it. Though I will travel the country and hopefully the world. And I want to be able to experience all of Earth's beauties, because I can't explore another world without exploring my home world first.
Nice. Nice. Awesome. Cool. So people can find you on Twitter.
Yes, sir. AustinBernard45.
AustinBernard45. Is that the same Instagram as well?
Instagram is different. It's Austin8Bernard.
Okay. And then how else can people find you or support you?
You can find me on Patreon, AustinBernard45. And just follow me on Twitter. I interact with everyone on Twitter. And Twitter is my giant space family. So if you want to get a hold of me and talk to me, hit me up on Twitter. I got you.
Nice. And then you'll be starting a podcast soon. So, you know, hopefully that'll be out soon. Do mm-hmm. you have a name for it yet?
I'm still coming up with it. I have an idea, but you'll be surprised when it's something for my Twitter family to be able to get the first.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, so follow you on Twitter for everything there.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, thank you for taking the time, man.
I love you, brother.
For the conversation. Good conversation. Now I gotta go. You know, I can't wait to go see the Starship SN9 launch. This is gonna be super fun,
bro. You're telling me. I think that this one's the one's gonna stick the landing.
Oh, for sure. I have no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
it's gonna be awesome.
Awesome,
bro.
Talk to you, man.
See you later.
Yo, so I hope you guys enjoyed that conversation. It was really awesome hearing about what it was like meeting Elon in person. It was crazy like how awesome and cool he was. And then also just hearing Austin's goals about being on Mars and documenting the future. Be sure to follow Austin on Twitter at AustinBernard45. And while you're at it, follow me at Nasjack__. And be sure to follow the podcast for more episodes with people building the future, whether it's by building awesome hard tech startups, doing research, documenting the future, and more. See you guys in the next one.